idea.
Everybody, welcome to the preview show of What's on Your Mind, and later on, the Common Sense Club. This is Mark Freedom Poet, sitting in for Scott for a while this morning as we look at what's happening in the world, both around here and around the world. Parents are devastated. Their baby can't be named Messiah. Isn't that something? A judge down south says only Jesus could be the Messiah. That sounds politically incorrect, doesn't it? But more on the enlightened front, a transgender candidate is going to enter the Minnesota race for Congress. Looks like he might be on the team with Colin Peterson, who said he's not optimistic about the farm bill, and he's so annoyed about the Republicans that he might run again in 2014, even though he's been there for enough time to actually be considering retirement. I think 24 years it'll be by the time he gets to the end of this term. Something that's just amazing that I have been reading this morning is about as much as a 28% tax hike in Grand Forks. School board is proposing that size of a tax increase, even though the government, the state government, was, talking about a 50 mil reduction. Anyway, it's up in the air, and it seems like we're going to take some money from you out of one pocket, or give you some in one pocket and take some in the other, and we'll try to get to the bottom of this. I'm sure the bottom line is how much taxes are you going to end up paying, but that didn't seem like, 28% seems really, really aggressive. But I'm sure that will be a topic of discussion today, later on in the day. Then they're going to, an amazing thing that I noticed was the huge jump in farmland prices. Now, this has got huge implications when you realize how amazingly rural our listenership is, and what this means to everything from estate taxes, property taxes. The average price per acre cropland in 2013 in North Dakota soared to $1,910, a whopping 41.5% increase in 1 year. Doesn't seem hardly possible. Nationally, the average cropland is up 13%. You know, food is pretty vital as the population keeps mushrooming and mushrooming. If you look at a long-term chart of population growth and food production increase, these trends are so incredibly close that we have, I was the first guy that said back in the mid-90s that we were one disaster away from $10 wheat. Well, it happened, and it has continued to happen. We got down to a 27-day supply of rice and wheat in the world when we had that enormous spike of prices a few years ago. But we do not have more than 30, 35, 40 days of food supply on Earth. And there's a finite amount of cropland. I saw pressure this morning. You want to have more conservation land. But the extreme jump in North Dakota is even exceeded dramatically by Minnesota, $4,850 an average acre. That's up 19.8% in cropland values. Montana, which has much more rural and pasture land, they had a rise to $888. So they don't have the competition for commercial development. Where you have that kind of competition, where you have in some of the richest farmland and more densely populated parts of the country, we're losing acres to urban sprawl. It's part of the reason that there's a growing movement towards trying to consolidate a population into denser cities. But anyhow, just think about what that means. If you got 1,000 acres of land, all of a sudden you're worth $2 million instead of $1 million. Pretty amazing. In Minnesota, 1,000 acres of land. Wow, almost $5 million now. A lot of people just became millionaires while they were sleeping in the last year. Pretty amazing stuff. On the tragic side, somebody had a donation jar raising money for a sick loved one stolen from a Fargo gas station. You know, there's some things that are so egregious, some crimes that are so wrong. I hope if they catch this guy, they'll have him go on a 3-year fundraising punishment or something. Something. That is so wrong. So terribly, terribly wrong. We have another very controversial thing nationally. That is this whole idea of letting all kinds of nonviolent criminals out of jail. Holder is pushing this in a big, big way. And, you know, mandatory drug sentences. The point being that, they're not killing anybody. They're not physically harming anybody. But you've got people in jail that are selling drugs. And drugs is very serious. Crack, cocaine, some of these drugs are so racking to the state of mind and to emotions that people get suicidal in huge numbers. If we were able to analyze the amount of suicides provoked by aggressive drugs like crack, we would be stunned. I think we've got to be very careful when we let nonviolent drug dealers out of jail, because leniency provokes more of the same, I would think. Anyway, these are the kind of topics that we're going to be discussing all day long today on What's on Your Mind and on the Common Sense Club later on. We're getting close to a couple of anniversaries. On August 28th, Martin Luther King gave the I Have a Dream speech. It's getting close to the 50th anniversary. We're coming close on Friday, the end of the war, the Great, Great World War, when we had peace treaty with Japan after the enormous Holocaust caused by the nuclear weapons. And we're coming up on 150th anniversary of the amazing Gettysburg Address. I was looking at that thing, an amazing condensed bit of wisdom about our government, about our country, about our responsibility, about our future. And I think I'm going to be able to make a good 4 freedom minutes out of the Gettysburg Address in honor of the 150th anniversary of that thing. Another thing that kind of struck me in the news is on the front page of the Fargo Forum, little libraries popping up all over. Stephanie Christensen stands by her tiny library her family installed in front of their home. Isn't that cute? Tiny book nooks becoming popular across the Fargo-Moorhead area. You know, I remember one summer, I came up with an incentive. I can't remember what it was, but somehow I encouraged my kids to read. And there is nothing that is more stimulating to the mind, both whether or not you want to stave off Alzheimer's, like me, I'm going to be turning 68 here pretty soon, or a kid whose mind is developing. If you can get them to read good, rich stuff, stuff that has the kind of values you believe in, but with the wonder, you know, I still have one of my grandkids, his favorite movie is Lord of the Rings. Well, Tolkien wrote Lord of the Rings. He was a friend of C.S. Lewis and Carroll, who wrote Through the Looking Glass. But what happens is when kids read, their IQ goes up. Their ability to deal with so much subject matter, whether it's sociology or history or literature. And if you can couple reading with learning how to speed read, I strongly encourage you folks to think about getting your kids learning how to read more than one word at a time. It changes your life. It is a stunning self-improvement, and it starts with getting control of your tongue. Don't whisper the words that you read. The best way to learn how to speed read is with newspapers, because the columns are only so wide. You can only get 3, 4, 5, 6 little words on a column, and you can see the whole column with one glance. If you can start doing that, you can really change the wonderful availability of books and imagination, curiosity kindled, and IQ expanded. So hats off to the little libraries in people's front yards and people more to the point that encourage their kids to be reading. We're going to be back with Steve Bach, and he's going to talk about what's on your mind in just a few minutes. They've got a really a packed show going on from 9 to 11, so we'll be back soon.
And tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Welcome back to the preview show of What's on Your Mind. How are you, Steve? Are you there, Mr. Buckin? Hello. Anyway, this is the part of the preview program that we talk about what's going to be going on and what's on your mind. This is Mark. Do we have Steve with us?
Yes, you do, Mark.
Well, good to have you. How are you doing today, sir?
Well, a little better than Scott, apparently.
Yes. Yeah, I guess he needs a little time there. Anyway, it sounds like you got a jam-packed show on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, we're a little full today. Of course, always referring to the callers. But today's show, of course, going to have a little debate on the program concerning the interest of the environment on public lands, the mineral leasing with Lance Davey. He is the commissioner of the North Dakota Department of Trust Land, and Jan Swenson of the Badlands Conservation Alliance. There's a little contention between conservation efforts and some of the forces that are driving the economy of North Dakota.
You know, just one small little micro aspect of it, but it's big to the is the loss of habitat for pheasants. Have you been hearing that? That people are concerned that North Dakota's lost a lot of pheasant opportunities.
Well, that's mostly due to the fact of the CRP acreage going out, and as the CRP acreage is going out, a lot of land's becoming either back into production. But it's not just for pheasants. What gets lost in that, it's when you start losing some of those CRP acres, it's not just for the upland game and the pheasants, the grouse. Major portion of our waterfowl opportunities lie within CRP acreage around those potholes. And deer, about 70%, according to Game and Fish numbers, about 70% of the deer are fawned in CRP acreage.
So that becomes a really, you might be finding a huge coalition of hunting groups that might join in the fray here before long as the price of land, crop land, is almost doubling, you know, and world food supplies have to keep growing to keep up with the burgeoning population. It seems like we're coming towards a really profound crunch here before long about land use.
You know, one of the things I always do, though, I always defer to the farmers and the ranchers. The producers are the best keepers of the land. They have the best interest of the land at stake, and I will always defer to their land use strategies. I got a big problem with outside interests that want to come into North Dakota and start locking up acreage for the sake of hunting or under the guise of habitat. You know, taking that land out of production doesn't have a positive impact on the North Dakota economy, and it is a balancing act. There's a fine line to walk.
That's for sure. And there's a lot of news topics that probably will get people going today, talking about Hovind's rising influence in a short time, apparently one of eight senators meeting regular with the White House officials. Is that a good thing, or do you think it is, and maybe the people do? What's the impact of Obamacare on the average farmer and rancher?
You know, one of the things I've heard, just a little scuttlebutt and from some political strategists, is when you start looking at the political landscape in this country, Mark, is there a better candidate for a higher office than Senator John Hovind? He's a former governor during the boom of the only state that's financially solvent. Now, a lot of people are going to point to the fact that, oh, well, look at the huge opportunities that you had because of oil and gas. Well, no. Agriculture is still number one. We had a good economy without the boom in the oil patch. We have a great economy because of the boom in the oil patch. But we also have a state government that is conducive to that economic growth. Now, you've got Senator John Hovind, who was the governor during that time. Now he's the seated senator of the only state that's financially solvent and prospering. I've heard his name dropped around as a possible vice presidential candidate.
Well, then when you compare the public policy of California, that's got a lot of, a lot of potential for oil and gas, and the way they've completely just shut down their industry. You know, he has North Dakota under his leadership has really modeled the partnership between government and private landowners as far as developing resources. And, you know, everybody benefits if America really got the vision of what it would mean to be energy independent. It would be profound, you know.
You know,
Hovind knows how.
Yeah, realistically, it's within our grasp. I mean, I never thought I'd ever talk about energy independence in this country in my lifetime, but potentially with the right administration and the right energy policy, rather than not having an energy policy, even if it was an anti-energy policy, you can work with that. Business just needs to know the rules, and they can work with the rules. Not having an energy policy like an administration like this does is the biggest detriment to energy in this country imaginable. If it was anti, it'd be better. If it was pro, it'd be better. But not having one, there's too many vagaries. And I think that's by design by this administration. When you start looking at the politics behind oil development and energy development, it comes down to two things. Is it geologically accessible, and is politically accessible? You mentioned California. That's a great example of an oil play with the Monterey and the shale play in Monterey. It's completely off the books politically.
You know, and here you got California literally going broke. Pretty stunning. And then you have some of Obama's leading people and Obama himself talking about a war on coal, you know. I think people are beginning to realize that, wait a minute, there's something really seriously wrong here. Anyway, you've got
The problem with California politically is their mentality in California is, well, the federal government will bail us out. Well, the federal government's broke too.
That's right. I think Detroit is a microcosm of what the federal government, where we're going nationally. You know, if Detroit had the ability to print money and buy their own debt, they'd be in fine shape. And how long can we be playing this game? It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, we all know it's not sustainable.
Yeah, we know it's not, but we don't know the trigger that's going to have it collapse. At some point, people are going to start selling a lot of the debt, and then interest rates will skyrocket, and we'll have some kind of chaos. Sounds like you got some other neat guests as well today, sir.
Heck, we get to talk a little UND hockey. We get to talk golf at the same time, so I'm very happy about that because I love golf and UND hockey, and we're going to have UND hockey coach Dave Haxtell joining us on the show from the UND Champions Tour at Hawktree Golf Club. They're out in Bismarck
serving
today.
The Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Frack water recycling by Green Technologies. Now more than ever, water is integral to the success of oil and gas operations. Demands for increased environmental stewardship highlight the need for 100% recycling of flowback and produced waters. Green Technologies does it. If the wellsite location is remote, the challenges and costs of sourcing and disposing of waters becomes even greater, further underscoring the need to recycle water on location. Green Technologies does it. They're the leaders in frack water recycling, using a mobile filter press to provide on-site water treatment to effectively do the job better than anyone. Green Technologies, providing consistently clean, recycled flowback and produced waters. They're also the exclusive distributor of Drill & Dry, the best all-natural absorbent product specially produced for the oil field applications. Call them today for more at 855-246-4312. 855-246-4312, or go online to Green Technologies at gtmwt.com.
Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Hello, everybody.
I was born on a rock in the middle of the ocean.
I like that song, Born on a Rock in the Middle of the Ocean. Ain't that something? It's a beautiful morning here in Fargo. I think we got some pretty nice weather here and there. Current temperatures, Fargo, 52, Bismarck, 54, Tioga, 61, Dickinson, 58, Minot, 54, Williston, 61. Did anybody have a chance to watch an amazing event last night? That went on in Minneapolis at Target Field. Absolutely an amazing event. This is the kind of stuff that'll keep jaded fans revitalized. We have a young man named Andrew Elbers. He got hugged by the first baseman, Justin Morneau. Justin Morneau happened to be one of his great heroes because, as he said in a post-game interview, Justin Morneau was one of his greatest heroes growing up, maybe the greatest baseball player to come out of Canada. Well, here is Mr. Elbers throws a two-hitter complete game shutout. Many of our pitchers have been having a hard time getting out of the third or fifth inning. For example, we had that Scott Diamond was such a promising pitcher, but he'd get completely blown up in the fifth or sixth inning. Correa finally went seven innings the other night, but his previous two starts, he didn't get out of the third. This is really significant, and if you couple that with the fact that he was the only pitcher to have a winning game against Kansas City where he went eight and a third innings. There's only two outs left in the game, and he pitched a shutout then. So here we have this humble young man who says, oh, the other hitters will catch up with me. They'll study my system, and then I'll have to adapt. You can see him. He's got this amazing delivery that disguises how hard he's going to throw. His fastball looks like a changeup, and his changeup really drops off of the radar. But he's also got a super slow, like a 65-mile-an-hour Burt Blylevin Ephus curve. And Cleveland, this is no slouch of a team. You know, they seriously have been way over 500 in contention before Detroit's explosion. They were in contention for first place. And so, you know, the fact that he pitches a shutout against Cleveland was pretty amazing. Dozier also is creeping up into potential history. He got a home run in his first at bat. That's all that Elbers needed, as, you know, the Twins went on to win 3-0. But then Plouffe got a home run, who's been kind of floundering. He got two hits. The Twins only got four hits. Salazar is a wonderful-looking prospect. He had two pitches that just got up. We got Dozier's been hitting, like I say, extra base hits in seven games. Only two other players in the history of the Twins have done more, and their names are Harmon Killebrew and Tony Oliva. So all of a sudden, a season that seemed like it was slumping
into some sort of sad morose, we're starting to show some real signs of life. Tonight, the Twins have Duduno, this kind of wild, sneaky, wild man who's he keeps hitters nervous, and he's pitching for us tonight. Duduno is 7-5, so when you have a rookie that's 2-0 and hasn't given up a run yet, and Duduno, who's 7-5 on a team that's 11 games under 500 or so, it's kind of encouraging. But remember, the last 2 years before this year, the Twins really, really were in the tank. We lost 99 games in the 2011 season and 96 games in 2012. So that was quite a deal. Pretty amazing. So tonight we'll really actually rekindling interest in the Twins. How fun is that? Oh, I was wrong. They're 10 games under 500, and I'm happy? That's weird. Looks like the Fox Sports 1 is going to launch the Bison football season opener. Bison Buzz has a local football fan more interested in the launch of a new sports channel. So this is from the forum. Fox Sports 1, the channel that will televise the North Dakota State football opener, is set to debut on Saturday. That game is scheduled for 7:30 on August 30th at Kansas State. If that game wasn't on there, most general sports fans wouldn't think too much about it. Very, very cool. The Bison, they have, you know, they sold out their tickets in a heartbeat. Just an amazing heartbeat. The Redhawks actually lost a game. They got some serious cushion, major league cushion. They lost to Rockland 4-2, but, you know, they are so far in first place. It's quite amazing. 7.5 games, and they have 19 games left to play. They are leading Winnipeg by 7.5, St. Paul Saints by 10.5. So 19 chances to see what looks like a division champion, and maybe more, right here in Fargo-Moorhead. Looks like the Vikings are getting pretty serious about their defensive line. You know, they've got a veteran defensive lineman. Looks like they've got some really good depth. Jared Allen, an NFL sack leader since he entered the league in 2004, has never been hesitant to voice his opposition to coming out of the game. And Brian Robertson neither. But these guys, I'll tell you what, Jared Allen, who has been suffering so much, all kinds of injuries, has had surgery, and I'm excited. I love the way he tackles somebody and then acts like he's a calf roper and does that thing, a pretty neat little celebration. And you know, are you folks getting interested in the Vikings? I think we've got a pretty stout little, even the backup tackle Fred Evans looks good. We got Gian. Kevin Williams is going to turn 33, and Sheriff Floyd was drafted in the first round. So we are building really impressive. Evan Griffin had a breakout season last year and looks to be better even more. You know, the subtleties of professional football and professional sports, the mechanics, the details are so intense. Amazingly, you got to have a good bean on your head in order to really prosper. So I'm hopeful, and the Vikings are going to be playing the Bills on Friday at 6 p.m. We'll see how that goes. So and we have the Big Ten Conference may soften its FCS game mandate. North Dakota State still has a contract to play at Iowa, and they're hoping they can have that game. But unless you hear anything different, the game is still on. Indiana State-Minnesota game was scrapped, although not officially. It appears Minnesota had second thoughts and decided to honor the original deal with the Sycamores. So, you know, it looks like maybe they will continue to play. The Danny Schatz dominated the Knoxville Nationals. He did it again. He lives in West Fargo. He earned $150,000 for winning the world's premier sprint car event. Started 21st, the furthest back of any winner at the Nationals. Pretty cool, you know. These cars. Have you ever seen sprint cars? It's pretty intense, folks. Very neat. NASCAR. It's a whole world. We got to see Mr. Gibbs of NASCAR here a couple of weeks ago. Very interesting world we live in. Speed and intensity, excitement. Front page of the forum shows Danny Schatz just exulting, fireworks up in the air. World of Outlaw standings, the driver points through the August 10th. Daryl Pittman, 7,100, and Donnie is 7,108 versus 79, so really close to first place. Really, really close. Looks like Burnsville, Minnesota squad, clinches a Legion World Series berth. How fun is that? Burnsville defeated Omaha, Nebraska West, 15-5 in seven innings, so they get to go and play at the World Series. Pretty cool. Anyhow, going to be having a very interesting and full day today on the Common Sense Club. Like to tell you about a man by the name of Dr. Rick Scarborough. He's the chairman of the Common Sense Club, the president, of Vision America. He tries to get pastors involved in politics. He's from Texas. And I worked with him back in 2004, just an amazing guy, a powerful speaker. He was a Baptist minister in Houston, and he was so upset about the aggressive sex ed curriculum that was so insensitive to family values that he wrote a book, Enough is Enough. Then he went on to start teaching pastors what they can and cannot do. It's really important for pastors that care about their country to know how they can be involved in politics without jeopardizing their 501c3 status. So that'll be really interesting. He's targeting several states for he constantly tries to find the best Senate candidates and to help them with by registering voters and passing out voting guides and voting records all over the country. So I think he's going to target states like South Dakota and Wyoming, especially Montana states and Alaska, states that have had a history to go red. By that I mean they vote for the president, a Republican president, but they have a Democrat senator. And there's this very neat Tom Cotton running for the United States Senate in Arkansas against incumbent Pryor. In the recent polls, he's ahead by two points. The Project 33 trying to take control of the Senate, fire Harry Reid. That's going to be the Minnesota's effort will be led so far by Mike McFadden. He's running against Franken. He might be with us at 1:20 today on the Common Sense Club. We're going to be back with more preview in just a minute.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
There's a lot of big equipment all throughout the Bakken that costs a lot of money. Big rigs that are expensive. And you know what? My friends at Legacy Steel Buildings would like to help you protect those assets. The closer you look at Legacy Steel, the better they look, because they're the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. If you think that's just talk, call them for a free price quote, and you'll find out why thousands of folks, when they need everything from a trucking warehouse to a garage workshop, airplane hangar, a church, warehouse, horse barn, arenas, anything, any kind of building, place of worship, classroom building, police station, they call Legacy Steel Buildings when they ask for Bach and Bruce. Tell them Scott sent you. And when you do, congratulate them for being the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. the North Dakota Exporter of the Year, because they're doing business in 100 countries around the world, and they're doing it well from the great state of North Dakota. Bach and Bruce, 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you. Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight. Body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollenburst, and Rebound. Start taking them and it'll lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. FlagFamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. FlagFamily.com, Youngevity link.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
It started out slow and now I want to dance. How about you folks? Are you happy with the way the morning looks? Beautiful, sunny in Fargo, high near 78, calm wind. Got up this morning, it was right around the 50s. I felt a little bit of a tinge as I wandered around before 7 outside. Tonight, going to get down to 48. I think I'll go out and sniff it a little bit. Wednesday, Sunday, a sunny high of 79. Again, calm winds, clear, back up to 53 for a low. Sunny again on Thursday. Thursday night, clear. Lows around 56. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, sunny. Highs in the upper 80s by Sunday, up to 88. By Sunday night, a chance of showers and thundershowers. They would be most welcome because there's it. By the time we get there, especially if we have temperatures around 88, it's kind of good news, bad news. But we need the degree days because of the late planted crops. But then we need some moisture too. Bismarck started off a little patchy fog, otherwise mostly sunny, high near 80. Tonight, low down 54, mostly sunny Wednesday, partly cloudy Wednesday night, lows around 57. Thursday, mostly sunny, highs near 86. And don't see any rain in the forecast for Bismarck right on through the weekend.
Mostly sunny in Tioga, high near 78. Cloudy tonight, down to 55. 83 and sunny on Wednesday. Thursday, sunny, high near 86. Again, clear, 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 sunny, sunny, sunny. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Even Monday, projecting a high near 86 out in Tioga, sunny. Dickinson, got some isolated showers and thunderstorms. One of the few places around that can say that for today. Partly sunny, high near 80. Tonight, 20% chance of showers. Maybe these will migrate east. Wednesday, a 20% chance of showers. Mostly sunny, high near 84. Partly cloudy Wednesday night in Dickinson. Thursday, mostly sunny. Minot, clear, sunny, 78. Tonight, clear, low around 53. Tomorrow, sunny, high near 80. 57 Wednesday night, sunny on Thursday, sunny on Friday, high near 88. Getting to 90 in Minot, looks like, by Saturday. Some clouds Saturday night, low around 65. Back to 87 with sunny skies on Sunday. So we've got very little moisture in the air, a lot of sun, a lot of clear skies. For people that aren't farm-related, just a great week to get stuff done outside, great week to wash your cars. Hey, you can wash your cars. It used to be every time I washed my car, it'd rain. I think you can get away with that this week. Going to be a very full show on what's on your mind today. They're going to have open phones right out of the chute. And, you know, that's at 800-228-0550. And the first hour, Steve Bakken will be riding solo, but Scott should join him later in the day, we're hoping. 9:30, they're going to have a very interesting debate on whether or not North Dakota is taking into concern the interests of the environment enough on public lands, mineral leasing with Lance Gobby and Commissioner of North Dakota Department of Trust Lands and Jan Swenson and the Badlands Conservation Alliance. Then, UND hockey coach at 9:49, Dave Hagstall joins him from the UND Champions Tour at Hawk Tree Golf Club in Bismarck and raises money for UND athletic scholarships. What a fun and worthy event. 10:30, Tom Christensen, North Dakota Farm Bureau member from Verona on the impact of Obamacare on farmers, ranchers, and small business owners. It's going to be an interesting, Obamacare ultimately will affect everybody, including farmers and shopkeepers, retired, all people. It's going to go broke, and we'll have no medical care eventually. It'll destroy the insurance industry. It's just that's the goal. In fact, we actually had yesterday on the Common Sense Club a clip from Senate Majority Leader Reid saying that the goal is to literally go to single payer, and eventually there'll be no insurance companies in America. That's got to be really comforting for people that spent their life in insurance companies. So they want to destroy they already destroyed the student loan business. They're declaring war on coal and oil, and now they're declaring war on the entire insurance industry. That's not too good. Some of the topics today on what's on your mind. Senator John Hoeven has got a rising influence in a short time. He's one of these people that's seems to have wisdom, and he's one of eight senators that's meeting regularly in the White House officials on fiscal issues. Some people think that maybe he's too conciliatory, but we have an article written about Senator Heidkamp bemoaning congressional gridlock, and some people say that's really a good thing. As long as there's gridlock, they can't take away more of your freedom and more of your money, but also you can't advance public policy. So between Obamacare, deficits, farm bills, we've got a lot of challenges because you've got conservatives who believe that this government is way over the top on spending and regulating, and then you've got people that really want to advance specific issues like Obamacare or the farm bill. Another topic that's going to come up today is, do you think North Dakota is considering the environmental concerns enough when awarding mineral leasing on public lands? You're going to have Obamacare affecting the farmers and the ranchers, and the rising property taxes in Grand Forks, 29%, despite the relief from the state. Anyway, an interesting day ahead of us. Stay tuned to What's On Your Mind.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550.
and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. The North Dakota Soybean Council and the NDSU Extension Service invite you to attend one of three field days this month that will focus on how to test for and manage SCN. On August 27th, we will be in Lemoore County, 1/4 mile north and 1 mile west of Verona, next to Pilgrim's Rest Cemetery. On August 28th, we will be in Richland County, 1/2 mile east of Highway 127 on County Road 11, east of Fairmont. On August 29th, we will be in Cass County, halfway between Arthur and Hunter, 2 miles west of Highway 18 on County Road 26. All field days start at 9:30 a.m. with lunch to follow.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.